spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. HPE's 11.1% week keeps the trend intact, but volume leaves the move short of full confirmation. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise finished at $53.22 after a sharp weekly advance, with relative strength positive and the trend signal active, although participation lagged its recent norm. Research brief. HPE rose 11.1% in the week ended 7 August, lifting its 12-week gain to 61.3% and keeping the stock in the upper quartile of its 52-week range. The setup remains constructive but mixed. Price is 61.4% above the weekly trend line, and relative strength is positive, while volume was only 0.7 times the 13-week average, and valuation distance remains wide. Key points. 1. HPE closed at $53.22, up 11.1% for the week and 61.3% over 12 weeks. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 16-week active streak and 39 active weeks across the past year. 3. Volume of 91.5 million shares was below the 126.6 million 13-week average, leaving participation as the main confirmation gap. 4. The stock is 16.9% below its 52-week high of $64.06, but still sits at 75.6% of its yearly range. 5. HPE is outperforming the communication equipment industry over 4 and 12 weeks, even as industry breadth remains thin. Trend strength is clear, but the latest rally lacked heavier participation. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise gained 11.1% in the latest completed week, closing at $53.22 and extending a powerful medium-term run. The stock is up 9.6% over 4 weeks, 61.3% over 12 weeks, and 160.9% across the past year, putting it firmly in the upper part of its 52-week range. The close is also 61.4% above the Share Maestro weekly trend line at $32.97, while the trend signal remains active for a 16th straight week. The caveat is volume. The latest move came on 91.5 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average and 0.8 times the 52-week average. That is enough to keep the price action constructive, but it is not the type of participation that usually settles the argument after a fast advance. Earlier in the run, HPE saw much heavier activity, including 400.3 million shares in the week of 5 June, so the current rebound is being judged against a demanding recent volume base. HPE is standing out inside a patchy communication equipment group. Sector context is supportive, but not uniformly strong. U.S. technology stocks in the Share Maestro group averaged an 8.8% weekly gain, with 57.0% showing active weekly trend signals and 58.0% in positive relative strength. HPE's 11.1% weekly return beat the sector average, and its 61.3% 12-week return ranks much stronger than the broader technology group's 8.9% average. Within U.S. communication equipment, the comparison is more nuanced. The industry averaged an 11.8% weekly gain, a touch ahead of HPE, helped by sharper moves in names such as Telesat and Zebra Technologies. But HPE's 4-week gain of 9.6% and 12-week gain of 61.3% stand well above the industry averages of 0.2% and 3.2%. Industry breadth remains weak, with only 42.5% of stocks in active trends, 25.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 47.5% in positive relative strength, which makes HPE's own positive readings more meaningful. Market dynamics are positive, though not accelerating. The signal state is best described as balanced. Trend backdrop is active. Price is well above trend. Activity pressure is positive, at 0.55, and relative strength is positive, at 67.29. The next week expectancy read is also positive, at 55.91%, based on comparable historical setup states. Still, market dynamics are not giving a fresh buy signal, and activity pressure has fallen sharply over the past 4 weeks. That matters because the stock is also trading 150.1% above Share Maestro fair value at $21.28. A wide fair value premium can persist in strong trends, but it raises the burden on continued relative strength, volume, and price follow-through. Risk is now tied to volatility, valuation distance, and the high water gap. HPE remains 16.9% below its 52-week high of $64.06, so the latest rally has not yet repaired the full drawdown from the peak. Weekly volatility has also picked up, with 13-week return volatility at 8.5% versus a 52-week baseline of 6.1%. The recent distribution has been favorable, with 18 higher weeks in the past 26, and average up weeks of 5.3% versus average down weeks of 4.2%, but the range of outcomes has widened. What to watch next is straightforward: whether price can hold its cushion above the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its 4-week cooling, and whether volume expands above normal levels on any further advance. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence that institutions are participating in the next move. Without that, HPE can remain constructive, but the rally would still carry a confirmation gap. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.